Just then, a woman and a boy walk on stage, Heidi and Butch. The lady is a social worker, transferring the boy from the town of Tappy to the city of Timbrick. The lady's name is Heidi, a short, petite Russian woman with a warm and sincere heart. The boy's name is Paul B. Windham, but everyone calls him Butch. He wears an ostentatious, oversized top hat, Buster Brown knickerbockers, and a pair of ankle-down shoelaced cobblers. All but the hat, this is very formal attire for English lads from homesteads. Heidi took a great liking to Butch. She admires him for the charm and witty personality he displayed for a boy of only 8. Now, during an exhausting walk, Butch questions Heidi.
I'm tired. Are we almost there?
Well, let me see.
She looks around.
All I need is a little time to figure out this map. Yes, here we are.
She turns the map right side up, followed by a frustrated sigh. Suddenly, she sees the bench.
Oh, look!
She points to the bench.
Why don't we rest a while on that nice-looking bench while I figure out this bloody map?
With doubt.
Okay, Heidi, tell me the truth. How is this place you're taking me to?
Well, Butch, this homestead isn't all that bad. In fact, I've heard really good things about it. From what I've heard, they've been known to find good parents for many orphans.
Just then, a couple walks past.
Excuse me, I seem to be turned around a bit. Would you two happen to know the whereabouts of a town called Timbrick?
Sorry, we don't. Just rumors.
With concern.
What rumors?
Well, if you two are planning to go there today, we strongly suggest that you get there before it gets too late. From what we hear, nobody walks the streets at night unless you're a criminal.
The couple walks off stage. Butch, with a doubtful frown on his face, tugs the sleeve of Heidi's overcoat.
Heidi, are you sure about this place?
Well, of course. It's perfectly okay. Trust me. You'll live a better life there.
Just then, Paul and Gil come trotting along the garden, in spite of Eric's previous lecture. Again, with sticks in their hands and revenge on their minds, they approach the flower patch with dirty, smudged faces, wearing torn pants and old, beaten sports hats. Straight away, they notice the presence of Butch and Heidi gathering their things. Surprised and out loud.
Hey, a new kid!
Yeah, let's go see where they're going.
They make their way towards the bench area.
Hey, old lady, where are you off to?
Yeah, can we help?
Well, I guess. Do you two know the whereabouts of a town called Timbrick?
Absolutely.
With an open hand.
Give us a pound or two and we'll take you straight away.
Heidi begins to rummage through her purse.
Well...
Paul curiously tries to see the inside of her purse. Heidi begins to sense some dishonesty about these two.
Now wait a minute. How do I know I can trust you two?
Say, old lady, you must be new. We live in the town of Timbrick. In fact, we can take you there blindfolded.
I say, everybody knows us.
He teasingly plays with Butch's hat.
Hey kid, what's your name?
Brushing Gil's hand away.
My name's Butch.
What's your name?
My name's Gil, and that bloke is Paul.
Say, Butch, are you moving to our town?
Yes, although I'll be living at a homestead for boys.
Blimey, what do you know?
Gil pats Butch on the shoulder.
You lucky lad. We live there too, mate.
What a surprise.
Paul wraps his arm around Butch.
Just for that, kid, we won't charge you.
Hearing that, Heidi stops looking through her purse and, with relief, begins to gather her things once again. Meanwhile, Butch, with an unsure look on his face, now walks with Paul and Gil as they make their way off stage.